This is WLRN News. I'm Jenny Stiletovich. In noisy South Florida, it can be hard to hear the call of the wild. Sometimes it just takes a guy on a bicycle stopping to listen. Josh Diamond is a wildlife ecologist at Florida International University. He rode his bike around neighborhoods from the Keys to Palm Beach for a year studying woodpeckers. He discovered their hidden world and how we can help them. To help tell his story, Miami violinist Jonathan Winter performs Bach's Air on the G string.
I had started bicycling around South Florida as a commuter and for fun, and I started casually noticing just how many woodpecker nests were in dead palms in particular. Royal palms, foxtail palms, queen palms, and cabbage palms. I went wherever it was physically safe to go. I was usually bicycling in bike lanes or, you know, in some cases in sidewalks in the suburbs. I was just going wherever I could go slow enough and safely enough that I could inspect trees as I passed them. And if I found any tree that either looked dead or that part of the tree was dead, I stopped to inspect it. I walked around it, I looked for any sign of a woodpecker hole. And once you're used to looking for them, they're pretty easy to spot. You might see a little pile of sawdust on the ground, and that would indicate a fresh excavation. Although you might not notice them ever if you weren't looking for them. People were fascinated with what I was doing. If I was just recording the nest for the first time, I'm on a bicycle and taking notes with a little pad of paper, so it only takes me 2 minutes to record a nest. But when I come back with a 50-foot-long collapsible fiberglass pole and a camera on top, that's when people would come up to me and ask what I was doing. Everywhere I travel now, I'm noticing woodpecker holes. Woodpeckers are particularly important because they're a keystone species. They're one of the few types of birds that can excavate holes in trees. As a result, they create nesting habitat and roosting habitat for other types of birds and a few different mammals, too. Definitely bats can be one of them, squirrels and opossums. The other birds locally can be screech owls, bluebirds, nuthatches, and some exotic birds, too, like exotic parrots, starlings, and mynas. Everybody is familiar with birds. You can't avoid birds. They're part of your daily life. They're colorful, they're noisy. They lend themselves easily to questions of ecology and studying questions of how can we make our urban areas more friendly to animals. I think woodpeckers remind us of ourselves in a way. We see those woodpeckers working hard, and I think we identify with them. So, if you can leave your dead palm and it's out of the way, the birds will appreciate it.
That's the endangered red-cockaded woodpecker, along with FIU ecologist Josh Diamond and Miami violinist Jonathan Winter. Also, a little bit of the Philadelphia Orchestra cello section. To learn more about Diamond's study, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Jenny Stiletovich.